This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Before the civil war in Syria destroyed ancient religious sites and scattered some of the oldest Christian communities in the world, my guest Jason Hammaker made several trips there, taking photos and recording ancient Christian and Sufi chants. The archbishop who hosted one of his stays in Aleppo has since been kidnapped by rebels. The chaos and destruction have made Hammaker's documentation more important. He's planning a series of albums called Sacred Voices of Syria. The first, which was released this summer, is called Nawa, Ancient Sufi Invocations and Forgotten Songs from Aleppo. Hammaker isn't coming at this from the perspective of a musicologist or a member of a religious community. He's a drummer who's played in several punk bands in the Washington, D.C. area, including the group Frotus. He founded Lost Origin Productions to distribute his recordings and photographs. A little later, we'll hear some of the ancient Christian chants he recorded. Let's start with a track from the new album of Sufi Invocations and Forgotten Songs.
Allah, 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 Allah,
Subhanaka. سبحان علام الغيوب
الله
سبحان مفرج الكروب
الله
سبحان ستار العيوب
الله
سبحان سبحان من لا تغير
الله
المدى في عريض الجاه.
It's music from the new album Nawa, Ancient Sufi Invocations and Forgotten Songs from Aleppo, recorded by my guest Jason Hammaker. Jason, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you so much for having me.
I have to tell you, if I had to choose something to release as the single from the album, I would choose this. I think this would be a hit.
Yeah.
To put it in kind of pop categories. I mean, it's so catchy. What response is this music supposed to get? Like, this is a Sufi chant. Sufi
Correct.
Is the mystical part of – it's considered like the mystical
like the really, like the mystical
realm of –
really
Islam.
Esoteric mm-hmm. form of Islam, and it is a way to align yourself and the group to God, a way to kind of really center and focus themselves towards God.
So set the scene for us when you recorded this. Where were you, and
sure.
who were the men who you recorded?
So I was in the city of Aleppo, which is one of the world's oldest continuously inhabited cities. You know, there's evidence that it at least goes back 8,000 years. And this is one of the last things I ever did in Syria before the war broke out. This is in 2010. And we all were there. It was a very informal – actually, it really threw me off guard actually how informal everyone was. Like two guys were kind of joking around. One guy was kicking the other guy in the pants. One guy was smoking. And then – everyone left and they all came back in these white robes, very kind of flowing robes. And everything changed at that moment. The entire vibe, the whole atmosphere of the place changed and became a very holy environment.
So who are the men who you recorded? Are they Sufi themselves, or is this just like a
sure.
musical project for them?
No, it's a combo of both. A handful of them have grown up in the tradition, and everyone, obviously, there's you're not like a professional Sufi. You know, some guys were leather workers. One guy was an architect. You know, all kinds of different things. And the group founder was actually 17 years old, and then his older brother, who was 21 at the time of recording, he is the main voice. And he was actually – he sung at a lot of the different Sufi lodges around the city. And a couple of them were professional musicians that, you know, held the Sufi beliefs, and they kind of banded together and created this ensemble. And to be honest, I had just met them and then had all these grandiose ideas of doing all this work with them and was never able to return.
Because of
the war. I mean, the war happened 3.5 months after this.
Well, yeah.
And so, you know, they've all fled. There are different parts of the earth now.
Jason, you're a punk rocker. I mean, you've played with several different punk bands in Washington. So what made you think of going to Syria to record ancient religious music?
So I was in a band called Decahedron. That's the band that came after Frotus. And that band broke up. And the next day, I was at a friend's house, and we wanted to do something new with ourselves creatively, something that would challenge ourselves but also force us to research and learn and do something new. And so we came up with the concept of forming a rock orchestra with several of our friends to score music to some ancient chant. And so we kind of sat around brainstorming and then gave each other homework assignments. Everyone has to find one piece of chant. Doesn't matter what faith or what tradition, one item, and email it to each other. And then we'll come up with a song in 2 weeks' time to see what it sounded like. And it spun my mind completely in a million different directions and reminded me of a book that I had read called From the Holy Mountain by William Dalrymple, where he described in this book the world's oldest Christian music was what I remembered being in a monastery in the deserts of Syria.
So you actually contacted William Dalrymple, right? And what did you want to get from him?
So to my surprise, he actually responded within 4 hours. He was like, this is a great idea. Unfortunately, I don't have a copy of the music that you're looking for. If you ever go to Syria, this is what you tell a taxi driver at the airport in Aleppo. Good luck. And the piece of information that he told me that really changed everything was he said it's not a monastery in the desert. It is a Syrian Orthodox church in the middle of the city of Aleppo. So then I found an email address, info@SyrianOrthodoxChurch.org. And I did the same thing. Like, these are the books I read. This is the author I spoke to. I would love to get this music. And then 2 days later, the Archbishop of the United States for the Syrian Orthodox Church emailed me from Teaneck, New Jersey. He was very supportive and said that he did not have the music I was looking for, but had music that was similar, that was of a different practice inside the Orthodox Church. And I asked, well, where do I get the music that I'm looking for? And he's like, well, we don't have a CD to give you. It's like, meaning you just don't have one in the United States, or you don't have one, period. He's like, well, we don't have one. It's like, you've been doing this 1,800 years. There's no recording. He's like, no. I was like, do you want me to make one for you? And that was the genesis of how I started doing all of this, which snowballed into so many other things.
So in addition to recording the Sufi music that we've heard,
yes,
that's featured on your new album of music that you recorded in Syria, you also recorded ancient Christian music in Syria.
Yes.
Including something that I want to play, and this is from a forthcoming album called Sacred Voices of Syria. And this is a version of the Lord's Prayer.
Correct.
Before we hear some of it, just tell us a little bit about this specific recording.
So this is the Lord's Prayer done in the Syriac language. And it is the Archbishop of Aleppo. It's his nephew, who's actually Chaldean Orthodox Christian, but worked at the church. And this is in 2007. And I really wanted to record his nephew and his friend based on what I was hearing during church services. So one night when the bishop was gone, they just got the keys to the cathedral and we went in and recorded at like 1 a.m. It was one of the most sacred, really holy experiences I had in Syria. We went in and it was the cathedral of Saint Ephrem, and it was just the two of them, the two voices, and it was so beautiful and so holy, and they both sang for about an hour. This is what they started with as kind of the Lord's Prayer, the beginning of the chant recording.
And is it right to call this ancient music?
Oh, yes. Yes, this is ancient. Like, this tradition would be well over 1,000 years old.
Okay. Let's hear a little bit of it. This is the Lord's Prayer, as recorded by my guest, Jason Hemacher, in Syria. He's not performing. He's recording two Syrian men doing this. One of them is the nephew of the archbishop?
Correct.
Okay. That was recorded in the cathedral, and you can hear the echo.
Oh, yeah.
So you recorded this in 2007. One of the two people we heard was the nephew of the archbishop. The archbishop was very friendly to you. You had met him on an earlier trip. He let you stay.
Yeah, I lived with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in 2006, on my first trip, we stayed with him. And in 2007, I was there for a month and went to everything with him. I photographed Holy Week with the archbishop. Went to every meeting, every church service, everything.
He was kidnapped during the war. What
Yes.
do you know about what happened?
No one knows anything. There was all kinds of rumors. He got kidnapped with another gentleman. It was the archbishop of the – in Syria, they call it the Rum Orthodox. I think it's the Greek Orthodox in Syria. And so the story that I was told was the Greek Orthodox bishop had gone to do a humanitarian aid run towards the border of Turkey and was kind of frightful about returning by himself. So he called the bishop I work with, his name is Johanna. So he called Bishop Johanna and said, "Hey, is it possible? Can you help me come back safely?" And he's like, "Yes, I'll come with my driver and I'll pick you up and we'll go back home." And there's like an hour and a half outside of Aleppo. And so he went, picked him up. They were coming back. And from what I understand, their car was surrounded. The driver was taken out and executed. And then someone got in the car and drove off. And then that's it.
So you must have a lot of photographs of ancient sites in Syria that have been fully or partially destroyed by the civil war.
Correct. The perfect example is there was a neighborhood called Jedede. It's actually the Armenian quarter of the city. And they had the absolute best restaurants. There were these 500-600-700-year-old mansions that had a covered and the restaurants were set up in these courtyards. And the food was just unbelievable. The food from Aleppo has been regarded throughout history as some of the best Middle Eastern food on earth. The Ottoman sultans would actually have their chefs either train in Aleppo or bring someone from Aleppo to learn how to do this amazing cooking. Almost that entire neighborhood is gone. It's leveled. There was a place called the Sisi House that was in Jedede that I used to eat at all the time. And it was bombed, gone. Like, someone sent me a photo and I couldn't even – they're like, "Do you think this is the Sisi House?" And I couldn't even understand what I was looking at. There's so much of that.
The cathedral that you recorded the ancient version of the Lord's Prayer that we heard,
mm-hmm.
is that cathedral still standing? Was that cathedral affected by the bombing and the shelling in Syria?
It still stands. It's riddled with bullet holes. Everything has suffered damage.
There's another song I want to play from your forthcoming album, forthcoming series of albums of ancient Christian chants from Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And this is called the Alau Taro.
Correct.
And
you just spoke Syriac, by the way.
So what is Syriac?
Syriac is the language. It's a form of Aramaic. It's the ancient language of the Near East, and it was.
So it's the language of Jesus' time.
Correct, and so it's the spoken language of the early church,
okay.
And so that was one of my draws to this community. Is that one of the few communities that still speak and act in Syriac Aramaic?
And where did you record this?
This is recorded. It took years to figure out how to record this. You know, Aleppo is noisy. There's cars everywhere. And I did this on an Islamic holiday, the night of Eid in 2008, when everyone was inside celebrating with their families. And the Cathedral of St. George's was too loud. So we did this in the hallway of their private school. And the whole recording was actually pretty amazing. So we, you know, it's this huge moment, and the archbishop and an elder take a deep breath, and then we started doing the recording in the broken glass. It was very cold, and yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience.
Well, let's hear it. This is the Alau Taro from a forthcoming album of Syrian Orthodox Christian music.
Yes,
that will be on Smithsonian Folkways, as recorded by my guest, Jason Hamaker.
Alau Taro.
That's music from the Syrian Orthodox Church. It's very ancient music, as recorded in Syria by my guest Jason Hamaker, who's been trying to document various parts of Syrian culture, but that project was halted by the civil war.
Yes.
You know, listening to that, it sounds almost cantorial. It reminds me of some, like, Jewish music, some Hebrew music.
Of course.
You say, of course. Why do you say, of
well,
course?
Well, of course, meaning, you know, at the time when the Jews were meeting in a cave in Antioch, which was like an hour away from where I did the recording, they were Jews that believed, you know, like they hadn't called themselves Christians yet. Like that happened later. And so the theory is that this is the music between the bridge between the synagogue and the church. And there's very striking similarities between the two.
So are there many recordings of music from the Syrian Orthodox Church, like the ancient music from the church?
Yes. There's about 8 different traditions, and many of them are documented, except this one. And that is because this one tradition is only practiced in this one building on earth, and that's the St. George's Cathedral in Aleppo. Inside of this tradition, there are hundreds of chants, 900. It used to be thousands, and through war and everything else over the millennia, a good portion of these have been lost and forgotten. And so I wanted to record the individuals that know everything, not just portions, but the experts, the people that know all of it. And at the time of recording, there were 5. It's now down to 3. I mean, it's kind of a metaphor to everything that's been happening in Syria. It's like there's so much rich history and cultural relics that have been physically damaged, like bombs, bullets, war, death. But then there are all these amazing chants that can live on.
Jason, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Jason Hamaker recorded and produced the new album Nawa, Ancient Sufi Invocations and Forgotten Songs from Aleppo. He's the founder of Lost Origin Productions. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.
law.